What's up, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're going to chop up some good game on today's show, as we always do. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number to call up and chop up game with me. And what we're going to do is take that real quick commercial break, family. So don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Elite Radio. Don't touch that dial. Don't touch that
dial. Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Yo, this song you're listening to right now, this is called Instagram Dimes. This is by the artist called Phoenix. This one right here is a banger. You can link to this song on SoundCloud. And also, you can purchase this track on iTunes. This is again called Instagram Dimes by the artist Phoenix.
My Africa spectacular. Fuck once, girl. I'm double tapping ya.
Yo, you need a website. So you need to grow your business with a website that's designed to get results. That is Blackline Web Design. They have custom online solutions at a very affordable price. If you need to showcase your talent, build an online store, or anything else, Blackline Web Designs, they design websites to boost any business. Satisfaction guaranteed. So go to blacklinewebdesign.com, check out their work, or give them a call at 470-363-5519. They are creative, reliable, and they're black owned. Mention Tariq Radio and get 20% off of your order. That's blacklinewebdesign.com. Yo, if you have a business and you want to advertise your business for free, you need to visit adsless.com. Now, AdsLess is a great website that allows you to post images, it allows you to post audio, and it allows you to post video ads absolutely free. So you need to check out this site right now. That is adsless.com. That's ADSLESS.com. Hey, what's up, fam? If you want to get some very educational books for your children, you need to check out the website royallymelanated.com. This website has a lot of great children's books for melanated children out there. You can get books like A Birthday Surprise for George Washington, other books like No Time for Excuses, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Super Rich, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Super Smart, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Super Healthy. Another book they have called Melanin Heroes, which is a coloring book. They have another book called Positions of Power, and so many, many, many more great books. Go to royallymelanated.com. Again, that's royallymelanated.com. Learn how to end the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck. You can learn how to create disposable income, and you can free up your time by going to OurBlackBusiness.com. You can go to OurBlackBusiness.com and sign up for free. They will give you tips and strategies on how to create a successful online business in your spare time. All the information is free of charge, so you got to go right now to OurBlackBusiness.com and sign up today. What's up, man? Everybody needs to visit LegendaryMix.com right now. If you are a rapper, you're a singer, you're a music producer, you should be in agreement that LegendaryMix.com is the number one internet online music and mastering service. Take advantage of their low price, high quality mix downs with professional mastering while prices are still low. If you know somebody who makes music, you should be telling them about LegendaryMix.com. These guys are consistent, they deliver top quality results, and they have fast turnaround times. For 10% off on your first order, all you have to do is subscribe to LegendaryMix.com and mention Tariq Radio and you will save. Call or text 347-565-5892 or email LegendaryMix1 at gmail.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You're now tuning into the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
All right, family, welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. I hope everybody has Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, 4. I hope you got it. 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 Also, go to TariqElite.com to get all that fresh gear. I hope you got that, too. A lot of stuff we want to talk about on today's show. A lot of stuff I want to get on. I'm going to have somebody call up today, a brother who, he has a seminar called Black Guns Matter. I'm going to have him call up in a minute. Because we got to really chop up some real good game about a lot of stuff that's going on out here. For those who don't know, y'all remember, it was a brother in Minnesota named Philando Castile some months ago. He was shot and killed by a suspected race soldier named Geronimo, what's that guy's name? Yanez. Geronimo Yanez. That's his name. That's the race soldier's name. And he shot this brother in cold blood. And they just charged this guy, the race soldier. And a lot of people are celebrating, but right now we shouldn't be celebrating them just charging this race soldier. We shouldn't be celebrating that. Hold on, let me listen to the room one second. Hold on. Can y'all hear me? I'm looking at the chat room. Some people say that there's no sound. Hold on, let me make sure there's sound here. Are we good as far as sound? Hold on. Let me go to Ustream. And see what's up. Hold on. Once the Ustream people can't hear. Now that's what's up. Hold on. That's the problem. All right. All my Ustream people, y'all can hear me now. I saw the people in Ustream saying they heard no sound, but we're here. All right. I was looking at the chat room and there was a little technical difficulty. But like I was saying, this brother was charged with shooting Philando Castile. The brother, Philando Castile, his Second Amendment rights were completely violated. He was shot in cold blood. The media tried to criminalize this brother, but what was unique about Philando, this brother was clean as a whistle. This brother didn't have a jail record. The brother he worked as a cafeteria cook or something like that in an elementary school. The brother was just clean as a whistle. They couldn't criminalize the brother at all. They couldn't find anything to use to put dirt on him. And they tried to ignore the case. But again, you know, if you're going to violate the Constitution, you got to have an excuse to why you're going to violate it. You got to have some kind of justification as to why you're violating the Constitution. And they didn't have a justification this time. So now they charge this cop, this race soldier acting as a cop. But the thing is, we have to understand, there's all types of tricks and maneuvers that these race soldiers would use. We got to watch out and see if this guy opts for a bench trial instead of a jury trial. Because understand, you have all of these police unions that rally around these race soldiers who harm black people. So if he opts for a bench trial, we got to watch out for that. Because when you get a bench trial, that means that there's just a judge that's going to determine your fate. And a lot of these judges are in the pockets of these police unions. So we got to watch out for this stuff. These race soldiers, they have all types of tricks up their sleeves that they use to protect each other. And what's interesting, this guy, the officer, the race soldier, he attended a seminar called Bulletproof Warriors. There's a seminar that goes around the country called Bulletproof Warriors, and there's a lot of companies that black folks need to know about. There are these training companies that go around training police officers around the country on how to kill people and get away with it. So this Bulletproof Warrior, and listen to the words they use, and I want y'all to Google what I'm saying. Bulletproof Warriors. Police officers shouldn't be identifying themselves as warriors. Bulletproof Warriors. Who are they going against in war? Who are their warriors against? Who are they warriors against? They're warriors against black folks for the most part. But documents show that this guy, this race soldier, attended one of these race soldier classes called Bulletproof Warrior, where they teach you to shoot to kill. Use terms like "I fear for my life," which is what this race soldier did in the case of Philando Castile. But the prosecutor said, no, that's not going to work because he didn't do anything to make you fear your life. The man wasn't doing anything. He wasn't really speeding. He wasn't violating anything. He didn't violate any law. So there was nothing for him to do to make you fear him. So that's not going to work in this case. But look at these terms, Bulletproof Warrior. Look up another company, Caliber Press. C-A-L-I-B-R-E. If y'all go to my Twitter, I posted links of some of these people that have these quote-unquote training seminars that teach other officers and race soldiers posing as officers on how to kill and how to go around the Constitution and how to get away with it. I mean, they have seminars on this shit. There's another website called urbanshield.org. Look them up. You know, they'll disguise these websites as if it's some kind of community service bullshit. No, 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 no. What they do, all of these people, Urban Shield, Caliber Press, Bulletproof Warriors, they have seminars all around the country teaching people how to go around the Constitution, how to make excuses and on how to execute people and get away with it. That's all they do. They make it seem like it's some type of officer safety training, but you get officer safety at your own precinct, basically. So why do you need to have seminars on officer safety? And what's interesting, the people doing the most killing of police officers are white. I've said that a million times. In the last month alone, like 10 white dudes and shot police officers. But you never hear all that Blue Lives Matter and all that stuff. Family, we got to understand what's going on. I don't want to sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but these people are calling themselves Bulletproof Warriors because the war is on us. As we know, Trump is in office. Trump is appointing open white supremacists to his cabinet. Stephen Bannon from Breitbart, that white supremacist website. And don't be fooled by these terms like alt-right and all that. All of these are white supremacist groups. As a matter of fact, there's an interview I heard from one of these alt-right white nationalist dudes. This guy's name is Richard Spencer. And he said something. Somebody interviewed him right after Trump was elected. And this Richard Spencer dude, he was very honest about his views. Because a lot of times when the white supremacists get a victory, they tend to be very honest. They can just, you know, let their hair down and just kind of tell the truth once they feel like they're winning. But this guy right here, I want to play a clip of something that he said, and I want black people to really soak in what this guy said. It's a very short clip. It's about 20 seconds. I want y'all to remember what this guy said for the rest of your lives. Because he's a very polite white supremacist. He's not one of these mean-spirited white supremacists doing a lot of cursing. He's very well refined with his white supremacist views. And he talks about fairness. Because, see, black folks are all about we're not being treated fair. And I want y'all to listen to this guy and what he said, this clip. I want you to listen to it and understand the majority of white supremacists and suspected white supremacists feel the exact same way as this guy. They all have the same view about fairness. Listen to this.
But we're not living in that world anymore. Yes, white people are generally better off than many other people. But again, the question really is, which way is the arrow pointing? All of these institutions are not acting on behalf of white people. They are acting on behalf of non-white people. And you can talk about this being fair or what have you, but I will be brutally honest with you. Fairness has never been really a great value in my mind. I like greatness and winning and dominance and beauty. Those are values, not really fairness.
Now, did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear what he said? That's a very deep thing that he said. I want black people, if you have listened to this, listen to that and loop it for the rest of your lives. I want y'all to remember what that man said. That man wrapped up white supremacy in one sentence. That man basically wrapped up the mindset of white supremacy in one sentence. It's not about fairness. We don't value fairness. We value dominance, greatness, and winning. We don't really value fairness.
You can talk about this being fair or what have you, but I will be brutally honest with you, fairness has never been really a great value in my mind. I like greatness and winning and dominance and beauty. Those are values, not really fairness.
Y'all feel that? It's all about, with the white supremacists, it's about dominance, greatness, and greatness doesn't mean good all the time. Greatness just means, you know, grand, spectacular, something big. It doesn't mean good all the time. Like a great white shark ain't a good thing. It'll eat your ass up. It just means it's more big. It's more pronounced. But that's the mentality of the white supremacists. So when we start whining and crying about fairness and we're not being treated equal, this is why we never really get justice, because it ain't about being fair. The white supremacists do not, and they've never valued fairness. That's them in their own words telling you what the deal is. This is why so many of us are getting executed out here. Because the white supremacists, they know it's unfair. We keep saying, hey, this is unfair. This ain't cool. What are you doing to us? And they're looking at us in the back of their mind. They're like, we're going to investigate. We're going to wait till all the evidence come in, but in the back of their mind, all they're thinking...
You can talk about this being fair or what have you, but I will be brutally honest with you. Fairness has never been really a great value in my mind. I like greatness and winning and dominance and beauty. Those are values, not really fairness.
Exactly. So black folks, I want y'all to understand that mentality. That's the mentality that they have. They've always had that mentality. You will never get fairness in a system of white supremacy. You have to create a situation where you protect yourself so that you cannot be dominated. That's the name of the game. You have to protect yourself to the point where these white supremacists cannot dominate or harm you. That's all they understand. Who can we push around and who can't we push around? That's the name of the game. So this is why all that marching and crying and running around and begging. Let me call my man Todd real quick. Mods, hold on. Hello?
You.
Hey, Mods. Hey, what's up, player? How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, good brother?
All right, family. This is Brother Maj Touré. My man, you're from Philly, right?
Absolutely. Born and raised.
Yes, sir. So this brother has something going on called Black Guns Matter. Brother, can you explain what Black Guns Matter is.
Yeah, Black Guns Matter, we're a firearm safety training and education organization. We go to what they would call at-risk or high crime areas, our hood, basically, to inform people about their Second Amendment rights, their human rights, and the ability to defend themselves. So we get training. We link them with reputable instructors from their hood, foster that relationship so it can blossom on their own. And that's what we'll be about, informing the hood about, you know, their firearm knowledge.
Yes, indeed. Why do you think so many of us don't know and understand these laws and have enough knowledge about firearms and how to deal with them and how to obtain them?
We got tricked. We got caught in a different matrix. They marketed it different in the hood. See, me being an artist before this Second Amendment work, I was already traveling around and seeing, okay, my people's in Virginia or my people's in Georgia, you know, in the hood it was presented a different way. So when take example for Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is an open carry state. But Philadelphia being what they call a city of the first class, having a million or more inhabitants, you can't carry open carry in Philadelphia, even though the state constitution says Pennsylvania state you can. They create different laws because Philly's an urban demographic.
Right.
You know, so it's marketed different. You know what I'm saying? It's marketed, even though every single one of my hip-hop artist homies understand or mess with guns, they rock with guns, they not presented as if, yo, you could do this legally. So it's just it's a different marketing and branding tactic to make us stay ignorant so we can, they can kind of push ahead with the, that whole prison industrial complex thing. But a little bit of information and some heart could get over that.
Absolutely. You guys just had a seminar down in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, it was popping too.
I saw pictures. People were standing in line, man, waiting to get this information. And you think a lot of people are interested now because of the climate that we're in right now?
I think it's, to be perfectly honest, I think it's the climate that's been the climate for some time. I think people just checking their thermometer, you know what I'm saying? I also think that with Trump being elected or being president-elect, in a weird way, I think people that might have been closet wanting to learn more about firearms, especially in the hood, and because as aggressive as he is, we might be aggressive in a different manner. But it's like, oh, all right, well, he rocking with guns. And if we believe in that, that presidential thing, okay, well, if he cool with it, then all right, I should do it too. So that's actually helped in a weird way. Mm. But I think it's the climate. I think it's, one, they didn't have a me walking around. They didn't, and I'm not saying it on an arrogant tip. I'm saying it on the tip of, they didn't have somebody from the hood going, yo, I'm going to explain this to you in a manner that you understand and you can smell the authenticity on me. We from the same place. A lot of the trainers in the Second Amendment community, because they under the same matrix, they've been told that, oh, no, they're not interested in the Second Amendment. You know what I'm saying? So it was we actually got neglected. So because I show up on the scene and I'm saying, look, I'm going to go to a place like Chicago that we was at before Atlanta. That's just like North Philly to me. I ain't tripping.
Right.
So because of that, I'm able to present the information to them. And I'm not talking over them, but they get thoroughly informed. That's why it's important for me to bring out, reputable instructors that can give them the technical science. And I can also get them the street philosophical value of it and see how that matters and is practical to their life. So that's primarily the reason, in my opinion, why we've been haven't picked up the conversation. But we initially was left out of it.
Yeah.
All gun control laws come straight from quote unquote emancipation, but the game on that word.
Absolutely,
but anyway,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? After all of that happened, it was like, okay, we need laws. We need laws to stop these newly, freed African people or people of African descent. We got to stop them from having the burners because we was just whipping their ass for however long. So all gun control comes out of that.
Yes, indeed. That's why the NRA, they try to pretend that they got started. And I hate this lie that they like to tell, that they got started helping black people out. That's a big ass lie that the NRA like to push. How cool are you with those NRA people? Because I don't like that they half-ass with the Second Amendment. If you're gonna, go ahead.
I say it this way. They give me. I ain't never got a dollar from the NRA. I'm not knocking them. My thing is, I'm not waiting on nobody. I'm not waiting on the NRA. I'm not waiting on the Jewish Defense League. I'm not waiting on Trump. I'm not waiting on Clinton. They never gave me a dollar. What they will do is, and they have done, and I'm appreciative of it. The platform, the voice, and I want to also say, I think to be perfectly honest, whether they want to, you know, admit it maybe or not. I think at sometimes it's difficult to say we don't know how to reach a demographic. And you know what I'm saying? And I think that because the marketing for so long, and a lot of us go, nah, that's that white people, X, Y, and Z. I don't suffer from that.
Right.
We built the earth. So because of that, you know, I don't really have a thought process of something that happened that I want in on it. I want to learn it. I don't suffer from that. So
right.
I think a lot of times what happens is in the present leadership of the NRA, I can't speak for the same cast that was cool with the Mulford Act getting signed. I can't speak
right,
for that.
Right.
But for these guys in the, you know, in the upper leadership right now, I honestly feel like they don't really know how to approach us. And I to be perfectly honest, I don't need anybody to approach us. I need us to get us together. And if y'all want to add some money to the situation, you know, to assist, if you want to put your money where your mouth is, and that's excellent. But I do have a good rapport with them in the sense of, you know, they definitely, I'm on America's First Freedom. I'm on NRA TV a lot.
Okay.
You know, because and I ain't knocking it because it makes sense. Why wouldn't you?
Right.
I mean, I'm the gateway to millions of people that's about to get informed about this gun thing. You better be on the winning team.
Yeah, but if you deal with them, you better watch them too. You dig? Because the thing
right.
is, our brother Philando Castile got executed out there exercising his Second Amendment rights, and then. And I don't like that the NRA hasn't said anything about it. They're big constitution thumpers, but they have said nothing about that brother getting executed in cold blood for exercising his constitutional rights. So, you know,
I'm a little tight about that too.
Yeah.
And I think the officer today was, you know, or very recently was charged.
Yeah, they charged him.
Keyword charged.
Right. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So we'll see how that goes because I'm glued to that.
Yes, indeed. Now, in your seminars, from what I understand, you guys bring lawyers in, too, to explain the laws. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And the lawyers need to be well-versed in local law. So if I'm in what applies in Chicago or Illinois may not apply in Atlanta, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? So the lawyers need to be very well versed in local law, state law, in direct relation to, you know, firearms. The reason why that's very important is because it's a lot of misinformation, sometimes, in my opinion, deliberately thrown through the hood. Now, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Right.
So lawyers are like little gatekeepers. I say this a lot. You know, lawyers are gatekeepers. They can get you in, you know, they can give you the information, even if you start to apply some of it for yourself, you know. So I think it's very critical that it just has to be a holistic rumble. You can't just be like, yeah, I'm down with my rights. And that's cool. That's great. That's the starting point. But now you got to know what the laws are so you can maximize and execute. A lot of times I fight back a lot of frustration and foolishness just with knowing the law.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
having a lawyer there that can inform people, that understands the politics of the hood, that understands that if certain things is going on, you got to start at the basics with us, as well as you got to have the thought process if you're trying to actually help my hood. It ain't about no ambulance chasing or no vulture type thing going on. If you're there and you're attorney and you want to assist in this forward movement, then yeah, you could come be a part of it. But if not, we really kind of don't need you. But absolutely, you know, there's lawyers there. We have reputable trainers, great gun shops, great gun stores that don't have that racist energy to it. You know what I'm saying?
That's another thing because that, you know, I know there's certain laws where certain gun stores, they can choose to give you a gun or not based on their own assessment of the gun seller, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And what a lot of times, this is what I'm noticing too. A lot of times it's the language that you speak that can trigger that for them. For example, in one of the clips I put up from, you know, the Atlanta class, people, we have a tendency because hip hop artists say it a lot, the clip. That magazine is not a clip. So if you go into the store and you immediately ask, yo, let me see the clip, you automatically going to get profiled based on the ignorance thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm real delicate because I understand gun culture. I'm real delicate. Okay, this guy's about to waste my time. As a business person, don't ask me, you know, when I was selling other things outside, you know, yo, look, if you don't really know what you're talking about, I don't really got time.
Yeah.
So I understand it on that level, but there's another level where you ain't even basing it off of that person's inability to, you know, communicate or speak the language. You just saw my hoodie. Never mind the fact that I had $4,500 on me that I was trying to drop with you, but you don't know what's in my pocket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you automatically went hoodie, try to Trayvon me out in your mind. You know what I'm saying? And so that, because of that, you lost. And those type of stores We are going to change that whole culture, period. We're here now. We're Tiger Woods. We're here. We're going to change that.
Yes, indeed.
If you are not willing to deal with this million-dollar, billion-dollar situation that we are the gateway to, then you're going to be left out in the cold. See, for me, you know, don't really nothing move from Philly but the money and the violence.
Yeah.
So we ain't really got to be violent with you, but we're going to affect you on the paper, you know. So if you're willing to be open-minded, understanding of the patience that needs to happen with our demographic because we've been left out of the conversation for a certain amount of time, then and you do business properly, then okay, we can start that process. But when I go to stores before, you know, I'll be in the towns that we're going to have the classes in. Maybe a month before, just hanging out in gun stores, seeing what the vibe is.
Absolutely.
If I get that Nazi race soldier vibe, I'm out, and I'm not bringing my people there. Period. You missed out on that bread, huh?
Exactly.
You know. So exactly. It's very. You know. That's how we try to pick them.
Do you know of any black gun store owners around the country?
I know of a website. I'll send it to you because I forgot the name of it. And
because I've had several people ask me that before, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know of one, but I'll make sure I get it to you. I'll send it to you. And you could blast them. You know what I mean? But it's a website, and they, you know, I think they somewhere down in the South, and that's another part of the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I get it. And pretty soon what's going to start happening is we're going to make firearms part of hip hop culture on the legit side of it.
Yes.
You know, with that being the case, we got to also look on the legit side of, okay, how are we manufacturing things? How are we not even just getting sponsorship deals? That's cute. That's cute. Endorsement deals. That's real cute. And that's good for one particular individual if you just want to try to stunt on the rest of your hood. That ain't really what we about. So when it comes to this firearm thing, which is a multi-billion dollar business, we need to start focusing and looking in on where we putting our dollars and how we can start to build the infrastructure, gun ranges, gun shops, training facilities, you know. Brothers that's already NRA certified instructors, and I say NRA because they're the benchmark. They're the biggest and the best. They got 5 million members.
Yeah.
So with that being the case, we have to start redirecting our dollars to the brothers and sisters that's doing that in that space until we all even in that game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's very few gun stores. But I'm actually working on putting the national list together. And I'm gonna send it to you so then you can just blast it all over.
Yes, indeed. We need that. We need that list heavy. Now, I noticed that there are a lot of low-key gun shows that travel around the country, and there are loopholes that a lot of people from the dominant society can use to get access to some of those guns on those gun shows. Are they, the government, are they still trying to shut that down or kind of curb that, or what's the deal with that?
Well, here's the trick to that. They say it. Now, here's the double whammy. The opposition will do something where even if they got to use some of their own peoples as collateral damage, they'll do it to get the bigger agenda done. So, for example, they'll say, oh, the loopholes. Every time you purchase a firearm in the United States of America, if it's a legal purchase, even especially at gun shows, there's always going to be you got to fill out that form. That form is basically saying that, hey, I'm a licensed FFL, federal firearm license, the person that's allowed to sell firearms. You got to keep records. The ATF will pop up in gun ranges, gun stores, even at the gun shows. They say loophole as if you can just over the counter in the convention center just buy the burner straight up, and it's not true. That's a myth to get people to get scared, and then when they're scared, they start to give away more of their human rights by going, oh, we got to do something about this legal loophole.
Yeah.
With this illegal loophole, the gun show loophole, is false. It's a false narrative designed to scare people, especially in urban demographics, that are victims of the same gun violence that's what they would call gun violence that's based on education, miseducation and ignorance.
Right.
It's the ploy to get those same people to give away and say, no, we don't want guns. Just let the police have them, and they'll come, you know, protect us. And clearly that's not what's happening.
Exactly.
You know, so it's a double whammy on that. But the whole concept of a loophole is game. It's game. There is never, ever, 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 ever a time where a person is purchasing a firearm, especially at gun shows, unless it's a illegal transaction. There's never a time where that paperwork isn't filled out. And that paperwork, that person has to do that background check.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's an NCIS joint. You know what I mean? But saying that to say, that's part of the game. It's equivalent to saying black on black crime. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's to get you all riled up and scared to say, oh, the police got to protect us from ourselves type of thing.
Right.
As opposed to, well, what about the violence is about proximity. If I live in Beverly Hills and I'm white and I live next to the white boy, if we get into a fight and he call the cops, that's white on white crime. Why that term ain't thrown around so loosely?
Exactly.
You know, so it's very similar in that regard.
And I noticed something else in the dominant society, in the white society, they teach each other how to get guns when they are felons. Because, see, black people, we're told if you're a felon, it's a rap for you. It's a rap.
And,
Touch on that, brother.
That's not true either. The thing is, and that's how they be winning a lot of times. And when I say they, I mean anybody that's trying to be in opposition to justice.
Right.
Anybody. Because a lot of times, it'd be the brothers, and I'm like, cuz, you knew that, and you told them that. That's game. With that being the case, what they do is by putting the misinformation out and then people taking that misinformation as the gospel and running with it. Now, I call that a felony. It depends on A, the state that you're in, B, or the city that you're in, B, the level of felony. You know what I'm saying? It's also times where there's cases where people have written to the governor to get that, overturned and they can get their rights restored, you know? So it's never the end of it. You know what I'm saying? It's never the end of it. But a lot of times they float that misinformation out there to keep people miseducated as opposed to looking at the actual statute. Everything in this matrix is designed and governed by a statute. You can find a statute for everything. If one of them you don't like, you can rumble to get that statute overturned and changed. You know what I'm saying? We just have to be willing to rumble every lane of it. You got it. Okay, yeah, you got your gun knowledge, you got your AR, you got your handgun, you got your license to carry. Okay, now what laws are in violation of your human right via the Constitution, state or national constitution?
Absolutely.
Now, instead of you throwing that money at the strip club, how about you put some of that bread to the side and you put some money up for the lawyer and do a little bit of research so you can start to attack and overthrow some of those laws? And then you can balance that out with people saying, look, if you ain't helping us, you know, Walmart, we don't like this particular law in the state. We actually want y'all to be able to sell shotguns in Philly. Mm. So y'all should get with us and get behind the situation to overturn that. And if not, for the next 6 months, ain't nobody going to Walmart. It has to be a holistic attack because their attack is damn sure holistic and it's 24/7, damn near 25/8.
Yeah. It's heavy. What do you think? How do you think it is the importance of having almost like black militia groups or black security groups to protect black neighborhoods? Because I noticed down in certain cities, you got white militia groups that's very open. You know, they protect their cattle and they protect their communities, open carry. How important do you think it is for black folks to do that?
I think it's extremely important for whatever community you live in to be policing your community. See, the whole game, the whole set is, they tricked everybody to believing that the government, we're supposed to be working for the government.
Yeah.
That's game. The founding fathers of this country, you know what I'm saying, however contradictory they got on certain levels, I live in this place now. That Constitution is mine, period. It's mine. I took it. My ancestors built a whole lot of stuff. Y'all got to chalk that one. So with that being the case, the Constitution was created to limit government, not to give the government power. It was a list of these are your rules and responsibilities, but we, the people, are directing that. The Bill of Rights was designed to express human rights in a bill that no one else could give or take away, because these are human rights.
Right.
Okay. With that being the case, the part of my community, as me, the people, if I live in this community, we have a right and a responsibility to be a well-regulated militia to defend ourselves from all threats, foreign and domestic, just like the brothers did over at the Bundy Ranch, period.
Absolutely. I try to I tell people about that militia clause in the Second Amendment all the time. The Constitution says we have the right to form a well-armed militia to protect yourselves. So I always bring it back to the Constitution, not just some rah-rah running around with guns, blah, blah, blah. No, the Constitution grants us those rights.
Right. And so whatever community you live in, I represent the urban community. I represent Philly. I represent Chicago. I represent Compton. I'm going in next week. I represent that type of demographic. Now, it's all quote-unquote racial backgrounds in there, melanated to non-melanated, no doubt.
Yeah.
But the people that I'm speaking to or speaking for is people that have been tricked in that demographic. They made y'all think that we supposed to be doing what they supposed to do, they say, and that's game. That's the biggest trick. Y'all supposed to be doing what we tell y'all to do because we are the people and y'all are the public servants.
Right.
The Second Amendment is how we defend that. If it come down to it, we love to do it diplomatically and politically. Awesome. That's great. If not, I reserve the right to defend what's mine by any means necessary, as the elder OG Malcolm said.
Yes,
and
indeed.
So that's how we got to mix that and understand that. That's the reason why they keep the urban demographic away from it.
Exactly.
Because it ain't about gun control. It's about people control.
Yes.
And that's the highest, you know, the densest amount of populations. After, like, the 10th city, the population in these cities across America drops dramatically. The highest concentration of people is in the urban areas where they got the most gun control laws. Chicago is crazy right now. If the gun control laws worked, it wouldn't be what it did this year. They might break 700 murders this year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's heavy on the gun control over there. You know, so saying that to say it's not working, how you break against that and you give the people that want to be the good guys and the good girls, you stop restricting their ability to defend themselves. But they doing that because it's not about the people controlling themselves. It's about, we want to scare y'all mother people in the hood. I ain't no fucking cut.
Oh, yeah, you can be yourself.
Okay, cool. It's about us scaring you motherfuckers in the hood to make sure y'all think that it's about time to bow down.
Right,
and it ain't.
Right.
And it ain't. You know what I'm saying? And they successfully scare. I'm looking around at the brothers. Most of my friends, the strong ones that I'm trying to get right, is the quote-unquote criminals. They still part of that warrior class. They got that energy with them. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of other people is bitch made right now. So our job is to go give them the information and pump some of that confidence into them. Get them in the gym. Get them on their diet joint. Get them in the gun range. Get them on top of their laws to make them well-rounded warriors for their hood. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
Out in the open, regardless of who don't like it. If you don't like it, come see me.
Exactly. Exactly. Somebody in the room, you know that guy, Coleon Noir? You know him?
Yeah, y'all gotta stop. All right. What y'all don't know, what I will say this is about, I consider him a good brother. I consider him a good friend.
But you know,
Go ahead. I just happen to know background information about, you know, the situation. But Coleon is well-versed. It's rumbles that y'all don't even see that he got to endure. I'm just keeping it 100. If I thought he was on the coon train, I'd tell you.
Those who don't know, Coleon, he's a black dude who's, you know, he does a lot of stuff with the NRA. He does a lot of coonish shit. He's one of them what about black on black crime type of niggas that they like to push.
No. I'm trying to tell you.
I've had debates with Coleon on Twitter. That nigga was cooning it up, man. I'm telling the shit he was saying to me was on some coon train shit, man.
No, but listen. Factor this in.
Okay.
One, you got to factor in the fact that his demographic, for the most part, I can't even really speak to. I'm going to say it this way. Coleon, before I ever met him, the first thing that he did when he found out about Black Guns Matter was donate $1,000. Now, some people could go, well, that was hush money. I don't shut up. I'm not shutting up, period. Then, again, he donated another $1,000. Let me tell you why the brother is in a precarious position. He's rumbling situations and levels of racism that, one, I take my hat off to him because of the fact that I would have been smacked the shit out of somebody. Mm. Me personally. I ain't built for that. That's like, even though I disagree with a lot of the policies that Obama did, a chunk of them.
Right.
He got into rooms that I wouldn't have made it through because somebody had been got knocked the fuck out. Period. End of discussion. So for those things, I tip my hat off to them in that lane. The other thing is, I ain't going to rumble. I know that the opposition is so, they'll use any situation. They'll take a disagreement with me and him or you and him on Twitter and maximize that to the highest degree and use that back against their own thing. I'm going to disagree. From what I know of the brother, from what I know of him, I know because he speaks so hard from the Second Amendment position, I know how that could look. I get called a coon. I'm as hood as they come. I'm clearly not on that side. Clearly. I get called a coon, a house nigga, a lobbyist, a pawn for the gun lobby. You know how the death threats go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I understand his position. And for me and our interactions, it has never been anything other than, look, man, we got to do this work. And because he speaks from such a hard Second Amendment position, people think that he ain't peeping or aware of the things that's going on in the hood. But generally, the hood, that wasn't his demographic. Not to say that he isn't speaking the hood issues.
This is my thing. Because see, cats like that, I don't fuck with no fence-sitting niggas. I don't fuck with them. Yeah, if nigga, get off the fence. If you're going to be over here buck dancing for these white folks and then come over here and act like you down, stay the fuck over there. I done had a debate with this nigga, and there's some coon juice in that nigga's cup. So I'm cool on him. Now, yeah, he might
Listen,
be. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I'm going to say this to you, Tariq. The first time that we ever interacted, you might not remember this. You got way more followers than me on Twitter, especially.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the middle of y'all having a Twitter war.
Yeah.
And the first thing that I said was, how cool would it be if we disagreed in private and figured out a way in the areas that we could work together? I still champion that position.
Right.
When you said, Maj, I want you to come on the show, in my mind, I'm like, I'm glad you brought the brother up, because I'm like, look, I am going to figure out a way that I can get these brothers to somehow work together. That's what my goal is. Because, and I'm not, be clear. I know him. Not on some. Oh, let's be cool for those people that don't understand. I don't give a shit about somebody from a different demographic that don't understand the hood, that don't see where we come from. I don't give a shit. As long as I could come back to Philly and be straight, I don't give a damn about Beverly Hills. I'm not rich. I don't care. With that being the case, I want to figure out a way that we can work together on something. I understand you disagree on certain areas. I disagree on certain areas. With, you know, just a lot of things.
My thing is, at this point, at this juncture, things are so critical for us. I want black folks around who are down, just really down, ready to go, ready to protect the communities, ready to protect each other. That's why I eliminate any traces of coonery. That's why I'm just not interested in dealing with anybody who I assume to be a coon at all. Because we've done that. We as black folks, we have this thing where we try to say, okay, I'll work with this guy and hopefully I can change his thoughts. Fuck that, man. We need a militia who's on the same page. I don't want a motherfucker getting around me and then getting around white folks. And what about black on black crime? Telling everything we doing. I want us to be ready, locked, loaded, stocked, barrel, money popping, economy popping, protection game popping. Because these white supremacists aren't playing. They don't play games with anybody who sits on the fence. Look at those Trump election rally footages where you had people coming in opposing Trump. I'm talking about white people, and they were throwing white people the fuck up out of there. Like, get out. You ain't on code? Get your ass up out of here. And that's how I want to be with these coons.
So this is what we're going to do.
Yes,
this
sir.
Me and you going to get some work done.
Yes, we are.
Figure it out. These are still all my people. Our people got, you know, it's like my homies is all the way savages. I'm like, cuz, you got to come at least get the lockbox. Come on, get some training at least. I can't take you to the club with me because you might shoot shit up, but you can at least come down to the gun range with me. You know what I mean? So with that being the case, I'm making myself available to you so we can figure out how we can get, because we in alignment. You ain't said nothing I disagree with in regards of, you know, us getting holistically as a community, getting our situation, the urban demographic popping. So, we're going to figure that out.
Yes, indeed. And folks need the information you have, brother. People need that. The streets need that. We need it. It's not just need. It's damn near essential at this point. So
that's
definitely rocking with you. Where's your website, man? How can people get in touch with you, Marsh?
If they want to hit me directly, they can hit, if it's on Facebook, it's official Black Guns Matter _Maj2Ray. If they want to get at me on social media, Instagram and Twitter, it's @Maj2Ray. Listen, if y'all want to support in any way, that's great. But even bigger than that, if you want to talk, if you want to get some information, if you want to communicate, if you're going through something, hit me up.
It's my DM. I will respond immediately. I don't care if it's 4 o'clock in the morning. And outside of that, if you want to support financially, because we're doing all of this from the muscle. We're doing our own Black Guns Matter hoodies and T-shirts, as well as our GoFundMe page. The GoFundMe page is GoFundMe.com/Black Guns Matter. And the T-shirts are at BigCartel.BlackGunsMatter.com.
Yeah, I'm giving me one of those today.
If I chop that up the wrong way, y'all will hit me up. But either way, whichever way, if y'all want to support, if y'all see what we about, I don't care if it's $10, $20 on the GoFundMe page, if it's $50, if it's $100, support, because this is all for the people. It's all from the people. Ain't nobody.
No doubt.
Buck dancing or nothing to get some money to have.
We're breaking up, brother. Hello? Maj. Okay, Maj, we're breaking up a little bit. We're losing you a little bit. Hopefully that coon, Colin Coleon, didn't tap in with his coon spirit on your phone. Okay, I gotta go ahead and hang up because my man, there were some technical glitches going on. But that was Maj Toure, man. I hope you guys hit up his site. Let me put my Mac and music on. He gave out all of his websites and all of his information. So that was good. My man gave out some very, very good information. That was a great thing. And that's today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Glad to have everybody tuning in. I wish I could have had a better farewell to the brother. But there were some technical glitches going on with his phone. Maybe mine. Shit, who knows? But he got a lot of information out, which was good. I just didn't like cavorting with the coons. But anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode. Go find my brother Maj Toure, M-A-J Toure. Look him up. Go get some of those Black Guns Matters T-shirts. Support that brother. Let him know what's going on. Find out when he's having another seminar. Let me see if the phone lines are back on real, because I want to give a good farewell to the brother. Okay. Because he's texting me now, and I wanted to give a very good farewell to him. Hold on. Let me call him back real quick. Because it went off kind of janky. Hold on 1 second, y'all. I'm calling him now. Hey, Maj, it was a little technical glitch there. The phone hung up. But when are the next seminars coming up? You said you're going to be in Compton soon. Where are you going to be pretty soon?
I'm going to be in Compton December the 1st. We're working out the times of the actual location, but we're going to be in Compton all the way up to the Bay Area from the whole first week of December. I'm in Philly now until then. I might jump over to like Jersey or something, but for the most part, I'm here till we hit that West Coast run.
Perfect. Okay, man. Brent, thank you for the call, brother. I'm going to have everybody hit you up, get some more information from you, man, and I really appreciate you being on the show tonight, brother. All right?
All right, I'll talk to you in a bit.
Thank you, brother. All right, there you go. I had to make a better farewell than that. I just didn't want to hang it up and leave the brother hanging. But anyway, fam, like I said, that's today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Y'all holla at me this Sunday on Ustream. Again, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ladies and gentlemen, and you guys have a nice one.